3 in Quakertown, 62 in Lambertville, 60 in Phillipsburg, 60 in Washington, 60 in Bedminster, and 68 over in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I've been working here in this dirty factory since the day my poor daddy died. Been supporting clear my ma and family, seen her the way since I was only 9. And I always done as my father's son had out to, right till the day she came my way. The boss says, doctor,
bring your sons and daughters a work day. Perhaps this isn't what you had in mind, having your son meet up with your boss's daughter in the coal mines, but nonetheless, most of our working conditions nowadays are a lot better, and you can bring your child in to learn about what it's like to work in the world. Some parents do, many students do not. 9:09, it's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. Find out what's going on our Hunter County roads. HERTTV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them on the website. They'll send you the emails. In and out of Hunter County, plus local roads, something you don't get on 101.5 or PST. They're asynchronous. You can also follow them on Twitter, meaning asynchronous that they are learning it from somebody and then posting it out to everybody else. So it's not immediate, but you do get a good sense of what you need to do to avoid accidents and congestion in the area. We had some congestion on 78 eastbound at exit 24 all the way back to exit 20. Don't have anything new, so I assume that's all dissipated. Nothing else out there. Everybody's driving smart, safe, sound. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. It's time for a little history from History.com. For April 27, 2000. 17. The lead story happened in the year 4977. I think that's BC, being that we haven't had it AC yet. The universe is created, according to German mathematician and astronomer Johann Kepler. Considered a founder of modern science, Kepler is best known for his theories explaining the motion of the planets. In 1773, on this day, the British Parliament passes the Tea Act, a bill designed to save the faltering East Indian Company from bankruptcy by greatly lowering the tea tax it paid to the British government, and thus granting it a de facto monopoly on the American tea trade. because of all legal tea entered the colonies through England, allowing the East India Company to pay lower taxes in Britain, also allowed it to sell tea more cheaply in the colonies. Even untaxed Dutch tea, which entered the colonies illegally through smuggling, was more expensive than East India tea after this act took effect. 2009, on this day, the struggling American auto giant General Motors says it plans to discontinue production of its more than 80-year-old Pontiac brand. In 1865, the steamboat Sultana explodes on the Mississippi River near Memphis, killing 1,700 passengers, including many discharged Union soldiers. In 1978, Afghanistan President Sardar Mohammad Daud is overthrown and murdered in a coup led by pro-communist rebels. The brutal attack and action marked the beginning of political upheaval in Afghanistan that resulted in intervention by Soviet troops less than 2 years later. We're still dealing with this place on Earth. It is now 40 years, and we're still messing around with this place. 1997, Andrew Cunanan kills Jeffrey Trail by beating him to death with a claw hammer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Trail's murder set Cunanan off on a killing spree that ended in July when he killed himself in a household in Miami Beach. In 1521, after traveling three-quarters of the way around the globe, Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan is killed during a tribal skirmish on Mactan Island of the Philippines. Earlier in the month, his ships had dropped anchor at the Philippine island of Cebu, and Magellan met with the local chief, who, after converting to Christianity, persuaded the Europeans to assist him in conquering a rival tribe on the neighboring island of Mactan. In the subsequent fighting, Magellan was hit by a poisoned arrow and left to die by his retreating comrades. Nothing like leadership, huh? In 1805, after marching 500 miles from Egypt, U.S. agent William Eaton leads a small force of U.S. Marines and...
Democrat Senator Ed Markey says he wants to see the Chinese government stepping up more to push back on North Korea. Meanwhile, fellow Democratic Senator Chris Coons says he's impressed that the Trump administration is watching the threat so closely.
Time and options running out for an Arkansas death row inmate as the state Supreme Court yesterday refused to issue a stay that could have spared Kenneth Williams the death penalty. Williams is set to be executed tonight as Arkansas is still rushing to carry out a number of executions before its lethal injection drugs expire at the end of this month. And the nation's weather is expected to serve up a little bit of everything as April is drawing to a close. The Rockies could see a big snowstorm, while parts of the central U.S. likely to get socked with severe thunderstorms, heavy rains, and flooding in the next few days. And people in the mid-Atlantic and northeast could see some record heat today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 61 degrees, overcast skies. Today is Thursday. It is April 27, 2017. The Weather Underground says that it'll be mostly cloudy skies, a high of 76 today, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight with night showers or thunderstorms, a low of 58, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 82, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, 84. Sunday, cloudy skies early, partial clearing, 67. Monday, partly cloudy, just high of 77. And on Tuesday, the 2nd, sunshine along with some cloudy intervals, 73. Temperatures in our area. ...61 in Reddington, 60 in East Amwell, 60 in Kingwood, 62 in Pattonburg, 57 Asbury, 59 in Washington, 58 in Clinton, and 58 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room, day after day. Bring it home.
Good morning, Hunterdon and Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, of the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands, going to your protest. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little bad finger this morning. Hey, it's Thursday. Welcome to another installment of Good Morning, Hunterdon, on Hunterdon Chamber Radio Com. First things first, though, we got to get you traffic. Find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. H-A-R-T, TMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you the alerts that I get by email. You can check them out on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. So just one that came out 7:30 this morning. Congestion on 78 eastbound, exit 24, Tewksbury. Slow-moving traffic east, back to exit 20, Lebanon Borough. Typical. Just got to leave a little earlier in the day, and you'll be just fine. That's it for right now. Don't drive safe, smart, sound, safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunterdon, from Chamber Radio. traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on again. Talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets. It's been a little bit of a plethora of fun and games with the French election results, with the Trump discussion about tax reform. So who knows where we'll go today. Michelle will help us. Normally we have Joe Peters on Thursdays, but Joe has commitments on Thursdays, the last Thursday of the month, so we'll postpone that till next week. The library show is on from 11 to 12. That's Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, a.k.a. JT and the Bookworm. They give you all sorts of information about libraries, programs, services, clubs, activities, concerts, all those little things that make the library, not just the county library on Route 12, but the entire library complex of interest and of opportunity. So check that out from 11 to 12 to learn all about that. Jim Gano, Taking Care of Business, is on from noon to 1. Jim brings all of his expertise running his operation, Crown of Flemington, and all the different day-in, day-out trials and tribulations that go with running a business. Jim brings all that to you. He feels that it's a learning experience for him, and he feels it's a learning experience for you. So if you listen to how Jim overcomes and perseveres, you'll be able to do that too. So Jim gives you all that from noon to 1 on Taking Care of Business. The Intern's Corner Spotlight on Hunterin with Wyatt is on from 1 to 2. Wyatt brings news and all the events that are going on the Hunterin Chamber Radio, Hunterin Chamber of Commerce calendar, so you can check that out. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan is on from 3 to 4, helping you understand how to, again, take on the moments that you have in business and use them as opportunities to learn how to either repeat it if it's good or avoid it if it's not. So Vicki brings that to you from 3 to 4. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It is all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterin Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with the HunterinChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterin in just a moment.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room, day after day. Bring it home, baby, make it so. I give my love to you.
This is Big C coming to you from HuntingChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Caprice. Helping me with BrandyLax.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Remember, next week we start the month of May, so check out what's upcoming on BrandyLax.com. National Infant Immunization Week finishes up on the 29th. Please immunize your infant. That report was completely debunked, written and ripped out of the journal, and yet we're still buying into that nonsense. It's Money Smart Week. Learn the better ways to be budget-minded and how to save. Learn about loans and APR. And Michelle Heidi's going to come on tomorrow to help us teach our kids how to save. National Dance Week. Medical Laboratory Professionals Week. Administrative Professionals Week. Air Quality Awareness Week, Bed Bug Awareness Week, something I never thought we'd actually have to worry about. Fibroid Awareness Week, National Princess Week. It's National Environmental Education Week. It's National Infertility Awareness Week. National Volunteer Week. Susan Lax had a great list last Friday of volunteer opportunities and the great feeling you get from participating. Preservation Week as part of the library. Sky Awareness Week and Spring Astronomy Week. We have two observatories in our midst. National Playground Safety Week. National Scoop the Pook Week. Week of the Young Child. World Immunization Week. American Quilters Society Week. National Tattoo Week started yesterday. But it's only 4 days. That's kind of weird. Gathering of the Nations powwow started today. I had a great time. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, actually seeing a powwow at RVCC. We interviewed many of the indigenous people. They actually have a tremendous loyalty and warrior mentality, and many of them served our armed forces. On the 28th, it'll be Interstate Mullet Toss, along with National Dream Hotline, National and Global Youth Service Days, and we'll get to some more in the near future, along with National Small Business Week, which is next week. for today? Well, it's a lot of stuff, chock full of stuff. It's Babe Ruth Day. It's Denim Day. It's Mantaza's Mule Day. It's Morse Code Day. That's why we played the Capris today. National Little Pampered Dog Day. Poem in Your Pocket Day. Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. And International Girls in Information and Telecommunication Technologies Day. Part of the STEM movement. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. A little vitamin C coming up. Well, that's the traffic. We don't want that. We want vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. I don't know if these guys brought their sons and daughters to work, but there is a lot of times when the offspring, children, decide to follow in their parents' footsteps in this profession. Craig Turpin reports on the 25th that six fire departments hold a drill at Hunterdon office building. Firefighters from the Northern Hunterdon Mutual Aid Working Group recently held a joint drill at the Borough Office Park. The five volunteer fire departments that make up group include Lebanon Borough Fire Department, Clinton Fire Department, Annandale Hose Company, Highbridge Fire Department, and Quakertown Fire Department. The drill lasted about 3 hours and helped firefighters learn how to deal with a low-rise office building. Firefighters rotated through stations set up during the evening, covering topics such as rapid intervention, crew team operations, elevator rescue, stand pipe, and low-rise operations. Lebanon's Fire Chief Kevin Saharic did the RIC team operations, while Quakertown Fire Chief Bradley Patkochis did stand pipe and low-rise operations. Members of the group also recently took part in electrical hazards awareness tabletop drill held in February. So lots of great things to learn from this one little opportunity. The first one is you and your office, you and your small business need to set aside some time in your office, in your store, for these types of drills. You need to make people aware of what to do, whether it's a active shooter, whether it's a fire. I heard Jim Gannon last week talking about it, coming up with the plans as to where they should meet in case of a fire so that he can account for everybody and tell the EMTs where everybody is and where they're not or whether they're missing somebody. You got to plan these things. And it's not just for emergencies, folks. It's also for other things. It's also for computer problems. What do we do if the lights go out? What do we do if the computers fail? You got to have those things planned. It puts you in a better light as a leader. It puts you and your relationship with your employees in a better situation. Very important to do. And even if you don't have employees, something still that you need to do. Because if you're working standalone, if you're working on your own, and you all of a sudden have a problem, you still owe your customers, your clients, some type of information. And we as clients, customers, do not want to hear about your problems. We just want to hear that you overcame them. Too many times I'll call somebody and I, oh, my computer is failing. Oh, my phone has died. Oh, I don't want to hear it. You're a professional. You should have those things covered. And so if you don't, and you need some help with that, give me a call. But for the most part, you need to start planning for the possibility, for the threat that might hurt your business. That's why having these firefighters taking the time to work together and learn these techniques and the municipal office building that allowed them to do it is great for us, great for Hunterdon County, and great for them. vitamin C for today. Time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you.
It's April 27th.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The actress in The Assassination of Jesse James, Brooklyn Prohl, is 18. Actress in Shameless, Rebecca Ryan, is 26. From the Bridge, Emily Rios, is 28. Guardians of the Galaxy, Laura Ortiz, is 30. From the Chronicles of Narnia movies, William Moseley is 30. Jenna Coleman is 31. Actress in The Descent at Part 2, Anna Scalern is 32. Mystic Rivers, Ari Greener is 34. Veronica Mars, actor Francis Capra is 34. All That actress Katrina Johnson is 35. The Arbor, Christine Bottomley is 38. Happy-go-lucky, Sally Hawkins, 41. From Rush, Christian Salomino is 42. God Sends, Ellie Downs is 44. Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place, Jillian Bach is 44. Andre Gower is 44 today, actor in Young and the Restless. Maura West is 45 from General Hospital. Equilibrium actor, Mehmet Tertullus is 45. Sabrina the Teenage Witch actor David Lashar is 45. From Gia, Kyla Travis is 47. Carlito's Way, Ingrid Rogers is 49. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Anna Cancellor is 52. General Hospital, Lisa Wilcox, 53. Michael Mahonen is 53 from Conspiracy of Silence. Point Break actor James LeGros is 55. Old Boy actor Min-Sik Choi, 55. Arliss, Eugenie Bondurant is 56. Point Break, John Philbin is 57. Singer, Sheena Easton is 58 today. Bridget Jones' Diary, Neil Pearson is 58. Actress in Pauline at the Beach, that would be Ariel Dombasi, 59. Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Kevin McNally is 61. Former KISS lead guitarist, Ace Frehley, is 66 today. From General Hospital, Douglas Sheehan is 68. The B-52s singer, Kate Pearson, is 69. Actor in Gladiator, John Shrapnel, is 75. Former April Wine, Mash McCann drummer, Jerry Mercer is 78. Brown singer, Maxine Brown is 85. Actress in 8 and a Half, Anouk Ami is 85. Former NFL head coach, Chuck Knox is 85 today. The Catch a Thief, Bridget Arbour is 89. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshiver.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. There she is, Sheena Easton. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a minute.
The Trump administration outlines what the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says will be the biggest tax cut plan in about four decades.
This will pay for itself with growth and with reduction of different deductions and closing loopholes.
White House Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn says it also means simplifying the tax plan when it comes to individuals.
Home ownership, charitable giving, and retirement savings will be protected. but other tax benefits will be eliminated.
Under the plan unveiled yesterday, corporate taxes would be reduced from 35% to 15%. Critics, including Democrats, say it will greatly reduce tax revenues while boosting the federal deficit. The White House says President Trump no longer wants to get out of the NAFTA trade agreement, but is now looking to renegotiate it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Families would call and send letters all over Washington hoping that someone in some agency would respond. That ends today.
That's Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly speaking of crimes committed against Americans by illegal immigrants as he announces a new office that's been established called the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, or VOICE.
To acknowledge the exceptional damage caused by criminal illegal aliens and to support the victims of these preventable crimes.
The office, operated through Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, will set up a hotline for victims to call, keeping them informed of a suspected criminal status in the immigration system. Something new at another federal agency is President Trump's moving to discipline or fire incompetent Veterans Affairs managers and workers. Today he's expected to sign an executive order creating an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection at the VA, an office which will also protect whistleblowers against managers who try to retaliate against them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Conservative student groups at the University of California, Berkeley, say they're suing the university for limiting their First Amendment rights. The Berkeley College Republicans and Young Americas Foundation, claiming Cal discriminates against conservative guest speakers like commentator Ann Coulter. Coulter was forced to cancel an appearance that had been scheduled for today. In New York City, an 11-year-old Bronx boy is being called a hero after stabbing a home intruder who was attacking his mother. Sarah Lee Kessler has that story.
Police say the intruder knocked Tuesday evening at the family's Mount Hope apartment asking to use the bathroom. When the boy's mom refused, he kicked down the door, punched the woman, and then stabbed her with her own kitchen knife. The boy grabbed another knife and stabbed him, stopping the attack and winning praise from neighbors.
If you defend your mother, you are a hero.
Brian Phoebus was arrested after showing up at an ER for treatment. He's charged with assault and burglary.
Cuba gets Google. Here's Richard Jordan.
The search giant's servers went live yesterday, making Google the first foreign internet company to host content in the country that's been mostly cut off from the online world. However, Google says the launch won't do much to get more Cubans linked up. One global internet monitoring executive says getting online will continue to be slow despite the presence of Google servers on the island nation.
Google us and you'll find we're powered by WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's time for the investment update with Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. Good morning, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It looks like the sun is trying to peek out today, so hopefully it does.
Yeah, well, we're going to get pretty nice weather over the next couple of days. The chances of thunderstorms and everything, according to the weather, has gone away. So now it's just going to be... Now it's just going to be really warm.
Oh, okay. Well, so, from one extreme to another, yeah, I finally put all my winter bunch of stuff back, and then I had to take it back out the other day. But, I guess it is still April.
You got to dress in layers. Come on.
That's true.
Got
to
dress in layers. Even I know what that's all about.
Yep. So. Oh, boy. So speaking of layers, Under Armour.
One of those nice one.
Clothing brands that people tend to layer up in. I know, especially my son and a lot of the boys that age group, my goodness. But their stock, I should have bought their stock the other day. Their stock is currently up quite a bit in pre-market trading. They came out with their earnings, and their losses were less than expected. So that was a positive. But we have a slew of earnings coming out today. But before I go into that, obviously yesterday everyone was waiting to hear the rollout of the new tax plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the commentary basically says, okay, but it was pretty vague.
Mm-hmm.
The markets were expecting, you know, a little bit more of a definitive regarding the repatriation of profits. But basically he came out and said, you know, he's looking to do a one-time tax on the trillions of dollars that are held overseas. And then the other key part had to do with individual taxes, which was adjusting the tax brackets from the current 7 down to 3, where there would be tax rates of 10%, 25%, and 35%. But the one thing that was, you know, relatively vague in addition to the overview in terms of how it would pay for the tax cuts without bursting the deficit. So at least we have a little bit more of an idea as far as what direction things are heading, and at least, you know, even though, you know, when Joe and I caught up before all of this came out, you know, it sounded like a lot of it was going to focus on solely the corporate tax structure, but again, at least there were some other things thrown in there from a personal income tax perspective, so I guess looking to try to please a little bit of everyone in the segment of the population, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes, and let's see, we have some economic data that just came out. We had jobless claims coming in a little bit higher than expected. We were expecting 245,000. They came in at 257,000, and then we also have the durable goods figure. It was expected about 1.2%, but it only came in at 0.7%, you know, and that's an indication of the long-lasting factory goods.
Yep.
So, later on this morning, we have pending home sales and housing vacancies. And then, as I mentioned at the beginning of our call, lots and lots of earnings today, all across the board. So I mentioned Under Armour. Let's see, we had Comcast. They pretty much blew past their estimates, driven by their film success. We had Ford beating. We had Dow Chemical missing on earnings but beating on revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Raytheon beat. Bristol-Myers Squibb beat. Amgen beat on earnings but missed on revenue. Southwest Airline missed. And let's see, who else? Buffalo Wild Wings. They fell short on earnings, but they matched revenue. So we continue to have, you know, another big day of earnings, but we're getting close to wrapping up. And it's hard to believe we're getting close to wrapping up the month of April, and it looks like so far, unless something major happens today and tomorrow, it looks like we'll probably end April on an okay note, and then we'll see if the old sell in May and go away or not.
There you go.
But so far this morning, it looks like here in the U.S., the markets are probably going to open a little bit higher. The Dow futures a few minutes ago were up about 34, S&P up 3, NASDAQ up 11. European markets were trading slightly lower. The European Central Bank announced that they would leave rates unchanged, but that they were going to continue their bond buying program. And we had Asian markets closing mostly higher. So looks like the markets here in the U.S. are continuing to have another little upward movement going on, at least in the short term.
So I was listening to the little bit about the tax plan information, and I don't have all the details. I was just going through, though. One thing that's interesting, you were talking about the tax brackets. And what they said just recently is that they're going to take away a lot of the fluff deductions.
Exactly.
So they're going to leave. So, you know, although he's dropping the tax rate from 28 to 25 and 38 to 35, you're going to have less of an opportunity to deduct some things that would have reduced your tax rate anyway. So I don't see how, you know, it's obviously on a case-by-case basis, but I don't see how it's giving away the farm, essentially, to the government. Another thing that's interesting here that the New York Times reported, according to the plan, is that he's planning on doubling the standard deduction. Mm-hmm. Now, by doing that, you make Schedule A on the tax form irrelevant for a lot of people.
Exactly, yeah.
The good news about that is you don't have to have as many IRS people involved who are going to sit there and scrutinize the every little nuance that people make in trying to reduce their taxes by detailing their regular deductions.
Right.
So you can save tremendously in that and make this process a lot easier.
Absolutely.
The other real cool thing it's saying in here is they're planning on repealing the AMT, which is pretty neat.
Exactly. I mean, that's still one of those taxes that no one understands.
Yeah.
Everyone's comments the same. They just throw it in there to keep the accountants busy. But even the accountants now are like, you know.
Yeah.
So that would be a positive.
And then lastly, lowering the capital gains tax means that you'll potentially have more of a motivation to invest, buy and sell, which will drive the stock market rather than being this back and forth. It would potentially make it grow, which would help everybody who invests. So there's a lot of good things in the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great, because as you and I both know, the current savings rates in our country and the lack of funds that folks have saved for things like retirement is really scary. So if there can really be some things in there that do encourage people to save and don't, you know, they're not discouraged saying, well, why would I bother? I just have to pay tax anyway. Well, you know, let's try and keep things moving forward. So I think that's, as you mentioned, that would definitely be a positive.
Yeah,
you know, in that way, too, people, you know, especially folks that have owned stock, you know, certain holdings, you know, for the last 40 or 50 years, and they just don't want to sell them, even though they know they have, you know, they're still paying a lower rate with capital gains. But if the capital gains rate is even lower, you know, from a diversification perspective, you know, the way that I look at it is, okay, maybe it'll give that little extra push to, you know, to sell out of some of those large holdings that they may have that they know they need to diversify, but they don't want to because they don't want to pay the capital gains.
Yeah,
it becomes
a deterrent, no doubt. So I'm not blown away by this. I know there's going to be some folks who are going to complain, but in the end, I think this is pretty positive. You know, I'd love to be I'd love to see a flat tax, quite honestly. But so far, this is going in the right direction, objectively and personally. Personally, I'm all for it. Objectively, I think there's a lot of good things in this.
Absolutely, I agree.
You had mentioned at the end, and this is my last question for you. I know you got to go. The last thing was you said that there might be a one-time tax on overseas money?
Right, on the companies that currently have, you know, show their earnings overseas.
Okay.
So, you know, that was very vague. You know, the markets were expecting more of a definitive, okay, let's change the corporate tax rate from, you know, 35% to 10% or whatever, but it was more of a kind of a vague statement, so we don't exactly know what that would look like.
Okay.
You know, so hopefully we'll hear a little bit more, or maybe right now it is vague and they're still trying to figure it out.
All right, well,
so
these things are complicated.
But at least it does look like, you know, it does look like they are starting, you know, they want to encourage businesses to, you know, bring their headquarters back to the U.S. and not be discouraged from the high tax rates that we've seen,
right?
Which is, you know, which long-term is good for everybody.
Gotcha. So, oh, I see. All right, now it's becoming a little clearer. So you're saying if a company moves back, so they're moving out. They've gone out of the country and they're moving back, there'll be a one-time tax. Ah, I see. So there's a little bit of an incentive.
Again, that's my understanding of how I've read it. Now, whether or not that's correct, I don't know.
All right, yeah.
That's why I'm hoping we hear a little bit more about that.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
But, you know, as we know, a lot of companies, especially pharmaceutical companies, have moved their headquarters over to Ireland, different parts of the world, so that they have that more favorable treatment. So.
Sure. All right. Yeah. Excellent. Appreciate it as always,
all
Michelle.
Right.
I know we're off tomorrow for your call, but I know you're coming in at 9, and we're going to have learn how to save for our kids, or learn how to teach
Absolutely.
Our kids
Looking
to save.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, learn how to teach our kids how to save. I think we spend enough on them already now.
Well, you know what? And I'm betting good money that you probably will probably have some adult lessons in there as well. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton, Heide & Associates, the financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle do the Something's About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, along with Tony Clark. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update, mornings at 8:30 on Good Morning Hunterdon, and she's going to be in tomorrow. She's just a busy lady, so very cool. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. HuntChamber.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. Boom, 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 boom. All the chapel bells were ringing.
All right, and welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter. That's the Browns. Maxine Brown had the birthday today. We're finishing up this hour with a note on group plans a rally calling for Union Hotels preservation. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com reports on the 26th that Friends of Historic Flemington plans a rally on Main Street opposing the planned redevelopment of the Union Hotel and surrounding properties. The rally, followed by a walking tour of the borough's historic district, will be held at 1 p.m. on May 6th. Speakers, according to a news release, will talk about alternatives to the proposed project to replace the hotel and several surrounding buildings. The rally is being held in part because May is National Historic Preservation Month, according to a news release. The rally, as well as a talk on May 5th, will be held the same weekend the borough is holding its town-wide yard sale. The borough council in March approved an agreement with Jack Cust, Jr., to demolish the circa 1878 hotel and surrounding buildings to construct a 100-room hotel up to 250 apartments, a 900-vehicle parking garage, stores, restaurants, and pedestrian plaza. There will also be a separate building for a college and medical offices. The redevelopment area includes adjacent buildings on Bloomfield Avenue owned by Flemington Furs. The rally will be featuring a red balloon flown at a height equivalent to 8 stories, which is the height of the tallest of the proposed buildings, according to a news release. Organizers are asking people who see the balloon to take a picture and let them know just where in the county they are when the photo is taken. Photos and locations can be posted to Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram using the hashtag I saw the red balloon. There you go. Took a little while to figure it out. You got to put capitals in there, guys, so we can break it up. I saw the red balloon. Organizers said there will be music, T-shirts, mugs, a limited edition ornament of the Union Hotel, and the sale of hearts will be sold to raise funds for the Friends group, it was stated in the news release. Friends of Historic Flemington states it supports adaptive reuse of the county seat's historic buildings, believing the planned demolition is misguided and unnecessary. Vice Chairman of the Hunter and Chamber of Commerce, Jim Robinson, speaking in favor of the project when the redevelopers agreement was approved, said the borough, quote, needs a catalyst and economic boost to prosper, to remain viable, and to reverse the downward economic spiral that we have all experienced in the last decade since the hotel closed. Last year, downtown Flemington was named one of the 11 most endangered places in the United States by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. In May of last year, the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Commission named the Union Hotel, along with 4 other borough buildings, to its annual list of most endangered historical sites in Hunterdon County. The Union Hotel was also placed at the top of Preservation New Jersey's most endangered historic sites list. James Davidson will also present When the Circus Came to Town at 7 p.m. on May 5th in Hunterdon Central Regional High School's Little Theater in Raritan. Davidson's talk will describe what Flemington was like in 1935 when more than 10,000 people came to the borough to witness and report on the Lindbergh baby kidnapping trial taking place at the county's historic courthouse. Reporters, jurors, as well as the prosecution and defense would spend their evenings at the Union Hotel. Seldom seen pictures will be shown during the presentation. Admission is $10 donation to benefit Friends of Historic Flemington. The talk is not about Lindbergh, nor Hauptmann, nor Hauptmann's guilt or innocence, Davidson said. It is about all the crazy things that happened in town and in the courtroom during those 6-week trial. So there's the rally. I don't have enough time right now to discuss this. I will bring this up a little later on in the show to kind of discuss my personal feeling about it, and we'll bring that up a little later. But for right now, put